Welcome to the Manitoba Ag Days podcast, featuring speakers from our 2017 event.
This podcast features John Hurd from Manitoba Agriculture, and his talk is called The Benefits of Pulse Crops in the Rotation.
Thank you, Jane. And Jane, forages are a good thing, too, in rotation. But I'm not going to talk about forages and rotation today, but mostly the pulse crop benefits. I'm not here to tell you something you probably don't already know. But there will be one thing, some piece of data, two sets of data that I'm sure you've never seen before, and it may trouble you as much as me when we look at this. But it is something to consider. So I'll talk about some of the generalities and then pinpoint that with some of the research that's been conducted. So when we look at pulse crops in Manitoba, we have to focus on, you know, what are those that we're actively growing? And these are Elaine, do we have enough crop diversity in Manitoba? Like, my chart could just keep going. Yeah, we have a lot of potential crops that we could grow in Manitoba. So I'm just getting rid of the clutter there to focus on what are the main acreage crops and the pulse crops. And so, of course, canola and spring wheat predominate the acres in Manitoba. Soybeans are this purple line. And down here, jockeying for position, we have that orange line are dry beans. The one below it is field peas. And then hovering in around here, somewhat under 100,000 acres per year, would be lentils or peas. And those just kind of surface every once in a while when the price is high. And so, yes, there are pulse crops growing in Manitoba right now, rather predominated by soybeans. Soybeans are not really a true pulse. They're an oil seed, but since the Pulse Association championed the expansion of soybeans, we throw it under their basket there. So if we're looking at those, you say, well, what are the advantages of pulses? These are the ones that I've come up with, and I'm sure they're on your list also. Is that going to, see, we should have higher yields of wheat and canola and other crops. They can meet their own nitrogen needs, and some will contribute nitrogen to other crops. They've got soil microbial diversity, a lower carbon footprint, low